All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. The matchups are set, and the first one is on tap tonight, and I'm talking about the League Championship Series for both the American and National League. Now, the ALCS will begin tonight as the Toronto Blue Jays, champions of the American League East, will take on the Kansas City Royals, the champions out of the American League Central. Now, both of these teams were the two best teams during the regular season this year in the AL. They had some fiercely contested battles. Some of that spilled onto the field as the dugouts did clear during their series earlier this year in Toronto. Now, there's postseason history between both of these clubs. You go back to the 1985 ALCS. It was the first playoff appearance for the Toronto Blue Jays in franchise history. They had a 3-1 lead over the Kansas City Royals before the Royals came back and won the final three games of that series en route to winning their first and only World Series championship. Everything's going back to 1993 for the Toronto Blue Jays. This is their first postseason appearance since 1993. This is also their first series victory since 1993, as they were down 2-0 in the ALDS before they came back and defeated the Texas Rangers in 5 games. Now, you look at this series right here, and it's going to come down to the bats, just like it did for the Blue Jays in their first round victory over the Rangers. You look at the Blue Jays' potent lineup, and you look at Jose Bautista, Josh Donaldson, Trey Tulowitzki, and Edwin Encarnacion, to name a few. But I look at a guy like Ben Revere, who's going to have a very important job as far as getting on base in front of those big bats. You look at what Kevin Pillar can do at the plate with his bat, along with in center field with his defense. And of course, Russell Martin. He's a veteran catcher. He's been known to get big hits, and he's also good behind the plate with the pitchers. Now, you look at this Royals lineup consisting of Kendrys Morales, Sal Perez behind the plate, Eric Hosmer, who has become the leader of this team, along with Lorenzo Cain, Alex Gordon, Alcides Escobar, and Ben Zobrist. A very professional hitting lineup, and they're going to put a ton of stress on this Blue Jays pitching staff. Now, you speak of the pitching staffs, and you look at KC's starting rotation consisting of Johnny Cueto, Yordano Ventura, and Edinson Volquez. Both of those guys can be good, but they've also been shaky at times as well. That same notion can be said about the Blue Jays pitching staff. You look at David Price, and he was shaken up a bit in game one of the ALDS against Texas. Of course, he worked out of the bullpen for Toronto in game four, and thus he was unavailable in game number four, but also you look at, game five, but then you look at Marcus Stroman, Marco Estrada, and of course the knuckleballer, R.A. Dickey, and that's the X factor right there in R.A. Dickey, because with that knuckleball, you never really know how it's going to break. I guarantee you the bullpens in this series are going to get a ton of work. I look for guys like Brett Cecil and Aaron Sanchez in Toronto, and of course Wade Davis to have his fair share of opportunities on the flip side for Kansas City. It's going to be a chess match between the managers. You look at Ned Yost for Kansas City and, of course, John Gibbons for Toronto. Now, the Blue Jays are the road team in game number one tonight, but this is going to be a very back-and-forth affair. The weather is going to be a little cooler out there in Kansas City. The ball might not fly a lot, but I still think you're going to see plenty of fireworks between these two clubs. And like I said, coming into the postseason, I had Toronto pegged to win the American League pennant, and I'm going to still stick with that. I'm going to take Toronto to get past KC and deny them their second consecutive AL pennant. I'm taking the Blue Jays in this series in 7 games, but there is still plenty of good action on tap in the American League Championship Series, which will begin tonight. So, folks, as always, I want to take the time out for thanking you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 6 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.